This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Ishikwene, Ishikwene, first name Godwin, Godwin, date of birth November 21, 1963, date of evaluation May 9, 2022, chief complaint, the patient is a 56-year-old male who is seen in follow-up period. The correction, patient is a 63-year-old African-American male who is seen in follow-up. The HBI, patient reports left axilla chest pain times several months. Period. He reports that chest pain had been intermittent without specific provocating factor. Period. Patient reports that chest pain is dull. Period. He otherwise had been doing well. He has no associated symptoms. Chest pain is non-radiating. Period. Past medical history, one, hypertension, next number, bradycardia. The next number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Past surgical history, unremarkable. Medications, lisinopril 20 milligrams, 1 daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Protonix, PRN. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, a aunt possibly had cerebrovascular accident, otherwise unremarkable. The social history, yes, distant history of cigarette smoking. He reports alcohol use, review of systems, unremarkable. Physical exam, vital signs, blood pressure 142/72. Pulse 77, respiratory rate 20, height 68 inches. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. The impression, 63-year-old male presents with chest pain. This almost certainly is non-ischemic. He does have history of gastroesophageal reflux disease. He does have hypertension, which appears uncontrolled. The plan will start him on hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligrams daily. He was previously referred for colonoscopy. He will require follow-up for the same. Addendum, patient was referred for EKG and echocardiogram. EKG demonstrates sinus bradycardia at a rate of 56 beats per minute. There is mild left ventricular hypertrophy, period. Echocardiogram performed on April 18, 2022 reveals left ventricular ejection fraction 82%. There are no wall motion abnormalities, period. There is trace aortic regurgitation, period. There is trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Mild pulmonic regurgitation is noted, period. The impression overall, patient almost certainly does not have cardiac disease, i.e. ischemic heart disease, but should be referred for treadmill testing. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.